praise God for a believing Southern Baptist. See, there is some Baptists that believe the Word. I mean, they have studied the Word. Some of them have. So I knelt down in front of the man and quoted a long prayer. Knelt down like this, put my hands on the knees and said, God, in Jesus' name, give him two new knees. I said, thank you, Lord, it's done. And I stood up. I said, you believe that, brother? He said, I do. I said, take that seal off and let's stand up. He went to unstrapping that stuff. He threw all that stuff on the floor. I said, now get up. He pulled his knees back under him. I reached out. I said, give me your hand. I took his hand like this. I said, get up. And when he started to put a little weight on it, he said, oh, Mr. Scrivener, it hurts. I said, don't believe the pain. Just get up. And I jerked him up. When I jerked him up, he stood up and I said, and I could see the unbelief just taking over. It's amazing how that unbelief worked. And I jerked him. I said, take a step. He had to take a step. He couldn't have done nothing else. Then I said, take another step. Three times I did that. I said, you're on your own. You can walk. And he realized he was walking. He walked around the podium three times and then broke and run out the back door with his hands raised screaming, God is awesome. And today that man is still walking and running and playing and praising God. That testimony is on the miraculous testimonies of miraculous healing. Testimonies of miraculous healing. Johnny Brumfield is number one. Amen. And you can see him tell his own testimony. But hey, who do we serve as the church? God. What can our God do? Anything we can believe him for. There ain't nothing hard for God. All you got to do is repent of your sins. And if you happen to be under the curse, there's one last scripture I want to go to, then we're going to pray for people. This scripture here, if you're under a curse, and many a person today in the church today is under a generational or an inheritance curse of some kind, and you're sick not because of your sin, just like the question was asked. Jesus, when the disciples came to Jesus, let me ask you this question. In John chapter 9, verse 1, the disciples come to Jesus and they said, Lord, why is this man born blind? Now, let me ask you the question. When's the last time you went to church and somebody says, good morning, Bob, or whatever your name is. How are you doing today? Oh, I've got a cold and I got the flu. Well, why are you sick? Because of your sin or your parents' sin? When's the last time you ever heard that? You ain't never heard that, have you? Why is it we don't ever ask that question? How many of you ever had anybody sick in your church? If they're sick, why don't you ask them, why are you sick? Because of your sin or your parents' sin? Why do we never hear that question asked? Why did they ask this question? Why did the disciples ask when they saw the man born blind? Why did they say, why is this man born blind? In other words, if they didn't know the blessings and the curses, why would they even ask such a question? I mean, we today in the church, we don't never ask that question. I have never heard that question asked in church in my life. Have you?
Never.
Never does anybody, well, I've got cancer. Why? Or your sin or your parents' sin? Who sinned? Well, I don't know. Well, let me tell you, there's a sin. Somebody said, well, Jesus said, neither this man sinned nor his parents sinned. Now, wait a minute. Now, we know that statement right there cannot cover it in its entirety because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Is that right?
Right.
But the question wasn't asked, has this man never sinned? The question was asked, why is this man born blind? Was he born blind because of his sin or his parents' sin? See, the disciples that asked that question knew the concept of the blessings and the curses. And they knew that no curse could come upon you undeserved. So they wanted to know, why is he blind? And Jesus said, neither has this man sinned nor his parents. In other words, for this blindness. But that the works of God may be manifest in him. And Jesus did heal him. But here's the thing. What if the disciples had said, Lord, why is this man born blind? Then he'd have had to told him. And this is what he might have said. This man was born blind because his great, 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 great grandmother seven generations ago got pregnant out of wedlock. Somebody said, that can't be. Oh yeah, Deuteronomy 23:2 says, when somebody brings a child into the world out of wedlock, if you were conceived out of wedlock, you're under a 10-generation curse. 10. Now, there may be some of you in this room today that were conceived out of wedlock. More than likely, in a group this big, there's several of you that were conceived out of wedlock. You might have been conceived out of wedlock and don't even know it. But if you are, if you were, you're under a 10-generation curse. If there was somebody in your past history, way back 7, 8, 9, 10 generations ago, that got pregnant out of wedlock, then you're in that family line, you're under a 10-generation curse. Hey, that don't sound fair, does it? Well, why was he born blind? Because of his parents' sin or his sin? Jesus just answered a question. It wasn't his sin or his parents'. But he didn't say whose sin it was. But it was somebody's sin. It was somebody's sin. See, the disciples knew the principles. They knew that the man couldn't be born blind without a curse. They knew that, so they wanted to know who it was, but they only asked two generations. But the scriptures clearly teach that under normal sins, the curses go back 4 generations. But under out of wedlock, 10 generations. And another one, if you fail to show hospitality, you're under a 10-generation curse. Ooh, you didn't know that, did you? Ooh, that'll change. But that's all right there in Deuteronomy 23. You'll find it. This nation is under a 10-generation curse because they refuse to show hospitality to Israel. You're under a 10-generation curse. Ooh, God, he's serious with this stuff, isn't he? So what do we do then? Everybody in this room is under a curse. Every human being in this room, every one of us, not nobody excluded, everybody falls under the curse. I don't care who you are. There's not a single one of us, but Jesus made an out. And many of us are sick, and our children are sick because of these curses. I've seen many children and many people healed when they learned this answer of Galatians 3, 13 and 14. When we go to Galatians 3, 13, 14, it says, Christ has already redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written. Boy, you want to remember that. It is written. Cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, which is us, through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit. How? Through faith. Christ redeemed me from that curse. Lord, I don't care how many, I don't care who was born out of wedlock, my family. I don't care what kind of curses I'm under. I don't care who sinned back yonder. I'm a son of God. I'm redeemed from the curse. You died on that cross. You rise again from the dead 3 days later to pay the price for my curse that I might receive the blessings of Abraham. So today, Lord, I am claiming that I'm not under that curse no more. I am redeemed from the curse. You paid the price for me. Now, every devil of hell that went with that curse, every one of you beasts, you got to get out of my life. You got to leave me. And I ain't going to have no, there ain't going to be no devil of hell affect me from this day forth. I am redeemed from that curse. I am free. I am set free. I'm a son or a daughter of God, and I receive the blessings of Abraham, which promises me health and prosperity all of my life and a long, healthy life, and that belongs to me by faith in Jesus' name. And when you claim it like that, you just broke that curse, and it don't make no difference what was under you or what kind of curse was upon you, how many devils was attached to you. They all had to leave in the name of Jesus, and your life will totally change when you receive that promise by faith. In fact, little, what was the little girl's name? Not Allison. Well, that was her name, too. What? Allison, the little girl that came here last March or whenever it was, a little 3-year-old girl, her mom and dad brought her. She had such an allergic reaction. If you touched her with any kind of a nut, I mean peanut butter, her daddy could eat a peanut butter sandwich and wash his hands and dry them and then touch her own arm and she'd break out in her throat and start swelling closed. It was demons of hell. I mean, they had to have that shot with her all the time. That needle to be able to give it to her right now or she'd choke up and die. And she was allergic to everything. And I told them, when they came to a healing school, I said, you're under a curse. and we'll break the curse. It is written. And I quoted this to him. And I said, now then, I'll break the curse over your little lady, 3 years old. I said, in the name of Jesus, I command every one of them spirits that in her to leave and to go away. And I said, now then, according to God's mighty word, this little girl is healed. She's delivered and she can eat anything she wants to. And mother looked at me and said, are you sure? I said, well, I'm only as sure as God's word. How much sure can I be? Is it written? Now you got to believe it. And so they all left and they went home and they didn't feed her anything. They were still very careful. And that next week, Mama and Grandmama read that scripture over and over and over out loud. Now what happens when you read God's word over? What happens? Faith comes. The next Saturday, Grandmama and Mama said, okay, we're leaving the shot at home. We're taking it down to Logan's Steakhouse. We're going to go in there, and of course, Logan's got peanuts everywhere. We're going to walk into this place, and we left the shot at home. Now, does that sound like they believe God? They left the shot at home. They went down there, and Grandmama walks through, cracking on them peanut holes. She said, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for God is with us. That's a good time to claim His word, isn't it? And they go over and sit down at a table and hand her a bucket of peanuts and said, Allison, honey, eat a peanut. And she broke a peanut open, put it in her mouth and eat it. And little Allison's been eating and drinking everything she wants to ever since. That's been over a year ago. And her testimony's back there, too, if you want to see it. Now, the sweetest thing about little Allison, when we were going to do her TV, her show on TV, before we started the cameras, and I wish we'd had the cameras already going. Oh, Lord, I wish we'd had them, but we didn't. Little Allison came up and said, Pastor, can I ask you a question? I said, yes, honey, anything. She said, every once in a while, now she's about four now, see, she's, every once in a while, Mom and Daddy ask me to do something I don't want to do. Do I have to obey them? I said, no, you don't have to. But I said, do you enjoy being well? Oh, I love being well. I said, the Word of God says, children, obey your parents in all things, that it may go well with you and that you will have a long life. I said, do you want to live long, Allison, and have a good life, or you want to be sick and die early? Oh, she said, I definitely don't want to be sick and die early, Pastor. I said, then you have to obey Mom and Dad. She turned around, looked at her mom, and says, Mama, I will obey you and Daddy in everything you tell me.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Best Benefit Package is Jesus, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.